that's fantastic, you know, but it's down to the players for the work they did, you know. We set out actually at the start of the year, and we got laughed at a few different people. I set out a benchmarker for the Ulster Championship, and the Donegal this year. You know, and thanks be to God, it's going our way. So
yeah,
far.
Yeah. Well, clear winners in Donegal, and you know, you've come the longer route. You've had a preliminary round game, and you had a tough quarter final.
With a preliminary game, with a very tough preliminary game against Nemaha Derry. Very, very tough physical side. Then we in the quarter final.
And that was away from home as well.
That was in Derry, yeah. And we played away then again. We played Leitrim, and I tell you, they were the down champions. They were a senior team for years. They were probably favourites. We came out on top, you know, which we were extremely proud of the players, you know, for the fight back that they had against them, you know.
Yeah, because Leitrim really put it up to you, and you really had to dig deep.
We led most of the game, then 10 minutes into the second half, we switched off, and they got a goal, and then they got a couple of points, and then it was tucked for goal the whole way till the end, where there was 2 points in it. There was 2 points, there was 2 minutes injury time, and we were 2 points down, and we happened to get a goal in a minute and a half into injury time, you know, which were David White, which we're very, very happy with, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and that's bound to do a lot for confidence. Something a win like that.
It does because for years and years, McCool's hurlers and the players will tell you themselves. Once they went 3 or 4 points, 5 points down, they lost everything, and they started roaring, and the bitching went through them, and everything fell away. Always, this year we set down a landmark with them. You know, we didn't want that. We just, no matter what was happening in the game, we fight to the bitter end. And thanks be to God, it worked out for us. You know.
Yeah, some big performances right through the year, and none more so in the last couple of games.
Well, every one of the boys, I don't like naming out players. Every single one of them, the 15 was on, the subs that came on. And even down to the subs that doesn't get on, the subs that don't get on sometimes aren't appreciated, you know. But they do the same training, the same work, and they're sitting ready to come on, you know. So it's a full team effort.
Yeah, 2 weeks now since the semi-final. How has preparations gone?
Preparations are good. This week now we're just taking it nice and handy, you know. We upped it a bit there for a few weeks because of. The Antrim side getting the game time, and we were sitting back without a game, you know, so we upped it, and now we're just relaxing back this week again, you know.
And you mentioned Lough Derg, the Antrim champions. Have you got a look at them? Have you got to see them?
I went up to watch them there in the semi-final. They're a physical, good hurling side, you know. They have everything, you know, that any manager would want. But for me to, if I had a choice, just watch, I'll tell you one thing. The bunch of players we have, they'll earn it. I think we'll definitely still come out on top. But if they come out on top, they'll earn it.
Yeah. I believe they have a couple of maybe ex-Antrim players, have they? Or
They have a few Antrim players on there. But again, you know, names, counties mean nothing to that bunch that we have now. They're just, they're raring to go, and they have the belief, which was a great thing this year. I suppose getting over the likes of Satanta and Burton, teams like that in your own county. And when you play teams in your own county, you know, people say, oh, you're away to Antrim, this. When you play St. Junan's, Satanta, Ballish, any of them teams, you'll get hard hurling here too. So we're ready for it.
Yeah. And team-wise, have you got everybody?
We have everybody except Kieran Matheson. Well, Kieran hadn't done a field in the Ulster League for us, so his position was filled. Michael Ellis is out. He had a chest infection, and he's actually away this weekend anyway. He'd be playing left corner back. But again, we're missing nobody because I always say we have the panel of players, and subs are every bit as good as the boys that's on the field.
So really looking forward to Sunday, and are you daring to dream yet?
I always dream, Tom. I always dream. I'm one of these people, I don't know, I don't take no for an answer, I don't take losses for it, it's won at all cost. I just don't believe in my head, and I have the players, and the players think that way, there's no way in this wild world are we going to get beaten that game.